You're locked in, you're locked in, you're locked in to the number one radio station.
Welcome to Radio Resistance.
This is a Reggae Takeover show.
Hi, I'm Tim from Chesterfield Socialist Workers' Party. I've thrown Ant out the door. I've secured all the windows. And I've taken control of the studio. It's mine. All mine. It's a Radical Roots Takeover show. Don't worry, Ant. Sooner we've finished, we'll mend the roof, we'll mend the doors, and we'll let you back in again. This song I'm playing is by Scientist. It's called Phaser Fever Photon. And that's not easy to say. Next up is MC Light with a sampled version of Bob Marley's Jammin'.
The struggle continues. Jammin' coming through.
Ooh, yeah.
The struggle continues.
Ooh, yeah.
The struggle continues. Rip it up.
Ooh, yeah. Well, all right, we're jamming. I wanna jamming.
the one for the daughters and sons. Know the struggle is not over till the battle is won. Hip hop is life, but it ain't all to me. Now, where will we be if they take our mic from we? Or better yet, strip us from life itself. They done it before, so I sit behind the door. Those that claim but don't really know the game. Bob Marley, learn the man behind the name.
Holy Mount Zion, Holy Mount Zion, yeah, seated in Mount Zion, it rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming up to our wall. We're jamming,
we're jamming,
we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming. Hope you like the jamming too.
Yeah, we're jamming.
Hope you like the jamming too.
Yes, we're jamming.
M-I-N. We be jamming from Brooklyn down to Kingston. We be jamming in the name of the Lord. Sweet Allah, without the blessings from above. I know I'll be no rap star. Exodus when I bust. See the struggle I must. Realize and adjust. But what's next on the cusp? All soldiers of war. Steadily ignored. Still we ain't sure what the battle is for. Years ago when we toured. Ready to explore. Entered through back doors. Treated like stink manure. Spoke up for rights. We were cracked in the jaw. Elvis made the bundle while we remained poor.
Yes,
we remained poor. But we be jamming. Yes,
I and I will see you through.
We be jamming. Come a long way, but we're still not there yet.
I and I will see you through.
We jamming.
Channels are meant to cry. The truth again is high. To keep you satisfied. True love right now exists. The Lord I can't resist. So down by my side. We're jamming.
We're jamming.
And we're jamming in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
We're jamming.
We're jamming.
We're jamming right straight from your.
From your.
Holy Mount Zion.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
This track is by the Gladiators and it's called Peace, Not War.
Wonderful world. tell me about this place. Where the lion and the lamb lie side by side. Yeah, 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 yeah. If there was no war,
if there
was
no war,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Wonderful world this would be.
If there was no war,
if there was no war,
I guess my imagination run away. No segregation, no more racial discrimination. What a wonderful world, girl, girl. This would be
number one.
They tell me about this place. They got bacon only on the other side, you know. They said they tell me about this place. Now where the lion and the lamb lie side by side.
Yes, what a wonderful idea. Peace, not war. I guess to do this, we'd have to have a world that puts people before profit. Bearing in mind, the vast majority of wars are caused by governments who want to control resources, such as oil and gas. If we look at the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, it's not about terrorism. It's not about evil dictators. It's actually about who controls the resources, who controls the oil wells. Government loves to tell us it's for our national security, or it's for the interests of world peace, or even the interests of the locals. However, the reality is war is fought and waged for the benefit of the 1%, the ruling class. It's they who own the energy companies, it's they who give themselves massive bonuses. But it's the working class who do their fighting. It's the working class who work for them. It's the working class who suffer as a consequence of their wars. And it's the working class who die in their wars. Karl Marx referred to capitalists as a band of warring brothers. He was referring to the fact that they had to continually outdo each other to compete with each other to ensure profit. For that reason, the capitalists are quite happy to have wars to maintain their privilege, to maintain their profit. I certainly believe that war can be avoided. For example, it was the sheer weight of numbers in the anti-war movement that stopped Syria being invaded. Both the UK and America were fully intending to invade Syria until the massive anti-war movement swung into action against it, helping to persuade members of the opposition, the Labour Party, to vote against the government, thereby preventing the invasion. I think that's a clear indication that the working class of this country certainly have more power than they even realise themselves sometimes. And it seems to me that this band of warring brothers need to do their own fighting and let us get on with some peace and unity.
And unity that must have to start now.
You're locked in, you're the number one radio station.
Here's the news courtesy of Socialist Worker. It's more cash for them and more cuts for us. As cuts by ever harder for working people, MPs are to be awarded a pay rise of £7,600 a year. As MPs' pay goes up, ordinary people incomes have fallen by 8% since 2008. Santiago Medina, a nurse at the Royal Hospital, said, "How can they justify a rise of 11% when nurses can't even get 1%? A Joseph Rounty's Trust report this week
found that over half of the people in poverty in Britain are people in work. That is 6.7 million people, an increase of 500,000 last year. Interestingly, it found that workers who are a member of a trade union earn more on average than workers who are not in a trade union, showing the potential power of collective organisation. The MP's pay hike is an opportunity to expose the hypocrisy of the politicians who tell us austerity is necessary. Firefighters' strikes need to be escalated to win over pensions. BU have announced two further strikes over the row over pensions. Workers in England and Wales are set to walk out on Friday and Saturday next week between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Simon Hickman, an FBU rep in Manchester, said, "Government don't seem interested in anything the union has to say." News is that firefighters in Scotland will now be joining the action. Simon also said, "We can only force the government into serious negotiations by escalating these strikes. We need more of these short notice strikes for a longer duration. Get ready to stand up to racism." A coalition of activists plan to organise a stand up to racism demonstration next spring. The aim is for solidarity action across Europe. The date to put in your diary is Saturday, the 22nd of March. Students stand up to clamp down protests. Following successful strike action against pay cuts in universities and colleges last week, students who supported the action have been threatened by university management. At Sussex, where students occupied on the day of action, five students have been suspended and threatened with disciplinary action. However, over 600 students voted at an emergency student union meeting to strike for a day and passed a motion of no confidence in the Vice Chancellor. Hundreds of staff also wrote to the Vice Chancellor demanding for reinstatement of the students. Under this pressure, the suspensions were lifted, but the disciplinary action still continues. At the University of London, police violently attacked a student. Occupation of solidarity with the strikers. More protests have been planned for next Wednesday. Nelson Mandela, 1918 to 2013. Nelson Mandela was a giant in the fight against racism and was the world's most famous prisoner. He was a symbol of defiance against injustices that inspired a great movement of resistance and solidarity. His life and the reality of South Africa today also raises questions about how we win real change. Mandela spent 27 years in prison. 18 of those years were hard labour. Nelson Mandela became the preeminent symbol of the fight against apartheid. Across the world, the slogan "Free Nelson Mandela" was a campaign in demand, which involved millions.
Well, I'm going to stop at this point. Suffice to say, we certainly mourn the loss of Mandela, but the struggle continues. I'm sure you'll hear more about this next week. Social Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it, tell it.
I know, I'm doing it, Ant. Anyway, you're not even here, so get off the airwaves. Give an old pirate an inch and they'll take a yardarm. It's got a great point, though. Socialist Worker is a great paper. It's packed full of information, great hard-hitting stories, and I recommend that everybody should have a read of it. Unlike Murdoch's right-wing press, you'll never get a story in Socialist Worker where we agree with the bosses. Socialist Worker is always on the side of the worker and the working class. It always has an anti-racist stance. So besides being a great read, it's also a great organising tool. Helps develop your arguments and inform you. Because, I mean, when I consider papers like a Daily Mail or rags like a Daily Mail, I'm always reminded of the fact that one of their headlines was "Hooray for the Black Shirts, celebrating Nazis in Britain." And then, nasty rags like the Mail and the Sun are backers of the Tory party and hostile hostile to trade unionists, often pandering to the right wing, continually attack migrants. They are sexist and backward. The Sun still refuses to remove page 3 as it feels that oppressing women is an okay thing to do. Later, of course, the Sun vilified victims of the Hillsborough disaster, calling them scum. However, the Sun also nominated Socialist Worker as Public Enemy number 1, which any readers of Socialist Worker would be very, very proud of. Thank you, the Sun. So Ant's right, Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it. And so now you're wondering, how can I get it, Tim?
How can I get it, Tim?
Well, I'll tell you. You can read Socialist Worker online, or you can buy Socialist Worker outside Primark's from 11 o'clock each Saturday by email to socialistworker.co.uk or jeeden@tesco.net. That's jeaden at tesco.net. Or via the internet at swp.org.uk. But I think if you're looking for the easiest way to pick Socialist Worker up, come to our meetings on a Thursday night from 7:30.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
No, thank you.
Shut up now.
Okay, very sorry.
We should never start this silly voice thing now. Next up is Dwyer Congo with Let Them Fight It.
Empty buckets, broken standpipe. How many homeless people, how many sleepless nights? When will those who have nothing pay the price for services the system never provide? Politics is a trick, so systematic, and up for no benefit. Only rich get rich. I can see the economical prejudice. Oh, my advice is this: don't put your life at risk. Make them fight it, road boy, don't be them sidekick. Make them fight it, man alone must fight it. Make them fight it, and them organize. This ya whole crisis, this ya whole crisis. Some should go to trial and get a sentence. They are the ones who provoke the youths to violence. And then again, you two better watch yourself. No more politically motivated offense. Politics is a trick, so systematic, and in your jailhouse pit. There is no justice when them give you fire stick, do not accept it. Oh, my advice is this: them are terrorists, so make them fight it. Road boy, don't be them sidekick. Make them fight it, them alone must fight it. Make them fight it, or them organize. This ya whole crisis, this ya whole crisis. So many youths, them have potential, yet still them never get proper education. How come granny never get no pension? It look like them are people working for Satan. Politics is a trick, so systematic, and up for no benefit. Only rich is getting rich. I can see the economical prejudice. Oh, my advice is this: don't put your life at risk. Make them fight it, road boy, don't be them sidekick. Make them fight it, come on, we must fight it. Make them fight it, or they organize. This ya whole crisis, this ya whole crisis. That the reason why it's so hard to survive is because of those same big neck guys who are only seeking powers to ruin our life. Politics is a trick, so systematic, and up for no benefit. Only rich is getting rich. I can see the economical prejudice. No equal rights, no justice. My advice is this: make them fight it, road boy, don't be them sidekick. Make them fight it, them alone must fight it. Make them fight it, cause of them organized. This ya whole crisis, this ya whole crisis. So open up your eyes now, John Public, and see who is the culprit at the pulpit. At them institute economic prejudice. At them have the money in at them pocket. At them make a madman turn over rubbish. Them say slavery abolished, but them still are used the way. And a long time the Rasta man tell you about it. So make them take off them tie, take off jacket. Make them roll up them sleeve, knock face to face. Make them draw a pipe iron and pick a stick. Chant Psalms 35 and make them vanish.
Make them fight, make them fight, make them fight.
Make them fight it, road boy, don't be sidekick. Make them fight it, them alone must fight it. Make them fight it, or they marginalize. This ya world crisis, this ya world crisis.
come out of the way, make them fight it. Get yourself out of the way, make them fight it. Cause we no business with it, make them fight it. And we no run the rocket, make them fight it. Don't put your life at risk, make them fight it. Come out of the way, make them fight it. Get yourself out of the way, make them fight it. We no business with it, make them fight it.
So this next song is Slavery Days by Burning Spear. It's a dub version. For anybody new to dub, I'm just going to give you a bit of info about it. If you already know, sorry, and how did I do? Dub originated in the 1960s in Jamaica. It was born out of the ska and reggae movement. The reggae movement despised the segregation and race hatred in South Africa, and the apartheid regime certainly hated the reggae movement. The Ministry for Censorship scratched out the words on reggae songs, banned some imports in an attempt to stop people hearing what people like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Burning Spear and Dennis Brown were saying. Of course, what they couldn't do was stop pirate radio stations playing the records in their entirety, so people did become aware of what reggae was saying. And so once the song had become famous enough, the reggae singers would record the song in an instrumental version, and then pirate radio station DJs would mic chant over the top of the dub music, or MC across the dub music. And in that way, they got the best of both worlds. They had the music and the words together. Dub became very popular, and most reggae artists recorded dub albums. The change of technology made things much easier. Mixing decks became more common, so people could put lots of echo and reverb on their dub tracks. Dub became almost a separate entity. As time went by, reggae music changed. It got fused with pop music, and American pop music in particular, and it eventually emerged as rap music. And so I guess we could argue that Bob Marley and co. are responsible for the likes of Eminem. I'm saying nothing, you can make your own mind up on that one. Anyway, dub music is best played nice and loud with lots of bass, so go on, crank it up somewhat.
Thank you. crab sticks do not actually contain any crab.
Don't know why we have that, but never mind. This one is Ground Nation with the Seventh Seal.
People been taught different things. Are they taught about the same thing in a different way? Therefore, the people have a different view and understanding of what reality is all about. Because it was taught to them in a different way from what it really is.
Oh, just see them chanting for them soldiers. Some of them go fight a dirty one, oh yeah. They want to control with violence. In them battle for the seven seas, brimstone and thunder shall surely. Reality.
Last Thursday in Chesterfield Central Library, the Socialist Worker Forum discussed why we say Roma are welcome here. Our speaker was Jay from Sheffield, and I'm going to play some of what he said.
David Blunkett's comments, some of the stuff that he was saying was really more disgusting than we would quote in the paper. But if we take this quote, we've got to be tough and robust in saying to people you are not in a downtrodden village or woodland, because many of them don't even live in areas where there are toilets or refuse collection facilities. Now, quite clearly what he's saying there is they piss and shit in the streets. Of course this is not true, you know, number one. And number two, it is that whole attitude is part of the whole way that immigrants have been treated and talked about since they've come to this country. It's just the same thing was said about Asian people, the same thing was said about blacks. You know, they hang around on the streets, they cause trouble, they get drunk, they don't know how to behave properly. It's the same old racist stereotypes that are being rolled out again and again. And, you know, that's, I think that needs to be the starting point. Because when people are talking about gypsies in this country and across Europe, and I'm going to come back to that word gypsies later on, because I think it's important to understand it a little bit, the roots of that. I know people who, the racist epithets that are used towards Asians and people from Africa and the rest of it, if you use that kind of language in front of them, would jump down your throat, but are still, you know, able to talk about thieving gypos and stuff like that. There is a level of legitimacy around racism towards that group. It's an age-old thing. This is a very old thing right across Europe. If you remember in October of this year, there was a sudden spate of three or four occasions that sprung up into the news where Roma families were having their children taken away from them, DNA was being tested, and then the apologies were being made and they were being given back. You know, there was the Ben Needham was brought into it. It was a guy in Cyprus who actually took himself to the police station and said, "Test me, I'll prove to you that I'm not Ben Needham, I'll prove to you that this is my family." There was a young blonde girl, the fact that she's blonde is important, in Greece, called Maria, who was taken away from her family and then had to be returned because it was proved that she'd been left with that family whilst her parents went and set themselves up so she could then go on to stay with them again. There was a young, again, blonde girl in Dublin who was taken away from the family. And basically, this is out and out racism, you know. This is people just not believing that a little blonde girl could belong to a Roma family, could be part of that family, and we're taking them away from them. And that story of Roma stealing children has a horrible historical consequence. I really want to talk about the absolute disgusting level of racism that is directed at Roma. I mean, you've got this guy, what's his name, Gilles Bordelais, who's a member of the National Assembly in France. And his quote, "Maybe Hitler didn't kill enough of them," just straight out, and it just abhorrent, but also not isolated, because this year alone, 10,000 Roma people have been deported from France, according to Amnesty International's statistics, you know. And that is seen across Europe. You've got organisations like Ataka in Bulgaria saying that they're against the gypsification of Bulgaria. whatever that might mean, under the Operation Xenosus in Greece. You've got the police as well as rounding up and detaining something like 84,000 people who they suspect to be immigrants, and actually 94% of them turning out to be perfectly lawful in terms of their residency in Greece. They've also been, under the same guise, attacking long-established Roma settled communities within Greece, and because there has been opposition to all this as well. Demonstrations on one day across Paris, across France, that amounted to around 100,000 people demonstrating against the deportations, and in Paris it was like sort of 50,000 strong demonstrations, which was sparked around the deportation of a 19-year-old student and also a 15-year-old Leonardo De Brani, who was dragged off a bus in front of her school friends and arrested and sent home. And then subsequently her family had been attacked when she got sent home. But let me come back to the thing about what I was saying about the Roma are not gypsies, and how there are actually real problems, I think, with that word as a whole. Gypsy is a shortening, an adulteration of a Middle English word, which is sort of Egyptian. Basically, that's a Middle English word that refers to people from sort of North Africa and the Middle East. And this comes out of a mistaken belief that the Roma people came from that area. And this is where the word gypsy comes from. And what we have to say, there isn't such a thing as a gypsy. You know, there are all sorts of communities that have some shared cultural backgrounds and some shared cultural aspects, but you know, to say that there are gypsies is not really looking at the situation properly. The Roma Slovaks, for instance, are very settled. You know, they're not a traveller people by tradition, by culture, and so that it's a real sort of slanting, piling on of racist ideas about what people are like. And I think we have to sort of really sort of like challenge that and just say, wait just a minute, you know. These people have a shared culture, but there isn't all one catch-all thing that is like that. Now, linguistics and now actually DNA has shown that Roma people really come from North India, around an area that we would now recognise as Pakistan. And they moved out of that area around the time of the Byzantine Empire. So it's sort of like talking 6th century, and then moved further west as the Ottomans broke up and took over the Byzantine Empire. Right? At that time, and this is where we come back to the children things, because as they moved into areas in Eastern Europe, they suffered enslavement in quite a few of the places they moved to, particularly around what is now modern-day Romania. They were very much enslaved. And one of the horrible things that happened. The mothers used to have their ears cut off to mark them as Roma, and they had their children taken away from them and distributed amongst local communities as a way of sort of assimilating, you know, the people within that community, in a way of basically of disenfranchising and trying to sort of break up the Roma culture. Now, but you suddenly think about, where does that myth of Roma's steel children come from? And then you read this bit of history and you suddenly think, is that how it's come about, that myth? Is it come about as an absolute reversal of what was happening to those people themselves? So that's a snapshot of the old history. But then we have, you know, to bring it more up to date, a good way into that is to talk about that Pastor Neil Miller. First, he came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And they took them when they first started to kill people. The Nazis were driving people round in vans with the exhaust pipes feeding into the back of the vans. And amongst the very first that they experimented or tortured, which is what it was, you know, were the Roma people. So that, and the estimates are somewhere between. The lowest estimate that I've read is 250,000, and the highest that I've read is 2 million Roma people died during the Holocaust. And they have their own word for the Holocaust, porimus, which means devouring. which I think is a very descriptive metaphor for what happened during that period, really. So, what's going on now is about immigration, isn't it? And it's about immigration what we're talking about is the way Roma are being victimised and demonised as immigrants into this country. And as I've said, it is just part of the way it has always happened. But I think it's worth having a little look at immigration per se. And the figures that I've been able to find, immigrant population of this country is around 11%, as it is in France, the Netherlands, in Spain it's around 14%, in Austria it's 15%, in Belgium 12%. You know, so the idea that somehow everybody from the world and from Europe wants to come here is absolute nonsense. It just doesn't stack up factually. It's another of the racist myths, and it's important that we start to say this. It's important that we get this across, that actually immigration in this country is about the same as it is across Europe. It's a bit lower than it is in Germany, which is around 12%. You know, it's Sweden 14.3%. So, but it's all basically around the same sort of thing. I found it quite hard to find out the figures of Brits that are working and living abroad, within Europe actually, because when you're trying to look it up on the net, it's wade through scores upon scores of we are being swamped by various groups. Finding out how many Brits are abroad, it's quite difficult, but it's probably around about a million at the moment Brits are working within the EU. It might be a bit less than that because of recent times, actually, people who were in this country have gone home because of the economic crisis, you know, people have gone, you know, and also Brits abroad have come back from where they're working. But it's that age-old hypocrisy of if somebody born in this country goes and works abroad and sends money back to help gran up, pay the mortgage or whatever, then good on you, mate. If it's the other way round, then somehow they're doing something filthy. And this is one of the reasons why we say Roma are welcome here, because if capital can move its resources around the world, then working people have the right to move around the world after it. And it's really is as basic to me as that. It's, you know, that's just a fairness thing. So, and also it's worth saying about migration over the past few years, that net migration, you know, sort of like the balance, around from 2002 to 2007 is sort of plus 75,000. You end up with 75,000 people more in the country than have left the country to work or whatever, which is the capacity of Old Trafford. You have to put these things into context. You know, where the bloody hell are we going to put them all? The country's full. We're talking about the capacity of Old Trafford. And actually now, because, as I say, things have changed because the way economics have been recently, the figures are a bit blurred as to what the movement is. one of the absolute reasons we say, you know, why are the Roma welcome here, is because to say anything other really is racist in the extreme, and it's part of the divisions within society that favours the ruling class and actually goes against the working class. And Cameron recently, in a quote that is just, for their side, it's just fantastic because it brings together two simultaneously attacks two aspects of society, really. He really has managed to combine two Tory prejudices by claiming ending the something-for-nothing culture is something that needs to apply in the immigration system as well as in the welfare system. Now, I think that quote actually is really at the heart of why all immigrants are welcome here, right? Because that quote goes to the heart of what racism does for the ruling class. There's a very good quote from Michael Reich, really picking up on what W. Du Bois, an American sociologist, said at the beginning of the 20th century. But he says, the consequence of these racial divisions, and he's talking about all racial divisions, and now it's, you know, but the consequence of these racial divisions is that the collective strength of labour is weakened in its bargaining with capital over the wage rate and income shares. Capitalists gain and white workers lose, and the income difference between capitalists and white workers are increased. Now, or as W.D. Bois puts it, white people, because he's talking very specifically about the southern states of America, and talking about how whites in southern America, actually their wages were lower than not only the whites in the northern states of America, but blacks in the northern states of America, and basically just trying to point out that no section of the working class benefits from racism. And he talks about that as psychological wages, that racism gives psychological wages. And this, for me, really is very much why, you know, I'm against all immigration controls and why we should be saying Roma are welcome here, just the same as we say any peoples from any part of the world are welcome here. The one thing that really has come out, I think, over the past few weeks is people saying, I'm not racist, but we can't afford them, you know, and we really can't afford them at the moment, you know, and that's one of the things that I think we absolutely have to challenge, you know. We still live in what is still a very rich country. If resources were organised even semi-properly, then absolutely. You know, so it's not a case of Lincolnshire is suffering because it's overweighed with poles. Lincolnshire is suffering because there isn't enough social housing, and there's a real problem around social housing anyway, because actually recent immigrants are much less likely to take up social housing. You know, they're much less likely to tie into the NHS and all the rest of it, as it, you know, that's another lie that is being propounded all the time. And, you know, it's not that we can't afford them, it's that the rich, the ruling class, don't want to afford any of it, and they know that using racism is a way of driving down the idea of affordability, full stop, which drives us all down. So I'll end there, really.
Yeah, I thought that was an excellent meeting. I'm not going to play you the summing up or the comments and contributions from that meeting, but if you've got any questions you'd like to raise, you can contact us via email, which is radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk, or you can phone us on 0793 479 3041. If you've got any complaints, you need to address those to david cameron@yougov.co.uk. This next song is by Culture, track entitled Sufferer. Note the reference to Christmas, it's my one and only reference to it all. Humbug.
So Okay, it's dedication time now. This one is dedicated to Ant and all those people who know how to relax in a, let's say, alternative way.
Legalize it?
Yeah!
Legalize what?
Marijuana, Rasta.
Not true.
Come and say, smoke the weed and you plant up the seed. Say plant up the seed and make we get a next breed. Come call the weed and where the dread them need. But I chill on call the weed and where the dread them want. Right, come and say, legalize it. Advertise it, no criticize it. Just go in a it. Me smoke one flip and let me talk get swift. Me smoke up me chalice and me chow with me malice. Me lick two pipe and me feel alright. No one now fuss me say no one. Now fight, cause at that the time me say me sight up your light. Make we legalize the national herb. Come on, come make we legalize the national herb. Right, cause if you smoke cigarettes, it a go give you bad breath. You smoke bad herbs, it a go hurt up your nerve. You smoke cigar and nicotine and tar. You smoke ganja and you will live longer. Come me say, legalize it, advertise it, no criticize it, just go in a it. Make we legalize the national right, come and we legalize the national herb. Bim, come me say ganja, it make me prosper a little longer. Cigarette butt will give you cancer. For it's better for a man to be strong and empty than a man to be weak and wealthy. Do it, yeah. Come and we legalize the national herb. Right, come and we legalize the national herb. Bim, come me say smoke the weed and you plant up the seed. Bim, smoke the weed and you plant up the seed. Say plant up the seed and make we get an expert. Cause Cali weed are where the dread them need. Until the Cali weed are where the dread them want. Right, come and say legalize it, advertise it, no criticize it, just go in a it. Bim, legalize it, advertise it, no criticize it, just go in a it. Me smoke one slip and then me thoughts get swift. Me smoke up me chalice and me chow with me malice. Me lick two pipe and me feel alright. No one now put me say no one now fight. At that the time me say me sight up your life. Go make we legalize the national herb. So make we legalize the national herb, right? Come me say, legalize it, advertise it, no criticize it, I beg you go in a it. Make we legalize the national herb. So make we legalize the national herb. Cause if you smoke cigarettes, it a go give you bad breath. You smoke cigarettes, it a go give you bad breath. You smoke bad herbs, it a go hurt up your nerves. Legalize it?
Yeah!
Legalize what?
Marijuana, Rasta.
Not true, it must.
Yeah, you know.
We legalize the national herb.
So make we legalize it, national herb. Come and say, legalize it, advertise it, no criticize it. Legalize it, advertise it, no criticize it.
And that one was called Legalize a National Herb by the Lone Ranger. Well folks, I know I promised you a Radical Roots show this week, but bearing in mind Nelson Mandela's death, I think it's fitting I play a song for him. And as reggae music, particularly roots reggae music, is a call to Africa, I thought I'd play you this one from Ladysmith Black Mambaza and the track's title Sobeliu Hosanna.
Wase Kavari Nizo Shala Nimlenda Zabuye Lizo Spongela Kuye Kuye Nizo Spongela Kuye 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 Nizo Spongela Kuye
Tandazani Makulwa Siatandas,
Sianilela, Siatumesa,
Tina,
Jalo, Siatandas, Sianilela, Siatumesa,
Tina,
Jalo, Siatandas, Sianilela, Siatumesa,
Tina,
Jalo, Siatandas, Sianilela, Siatumesa,
Tina,
Jalo,
Siatandas,
Sutabelelo, Hussa.
Working class needs is a party that does not pander to the wishes of big business. What the working class needs is a party of equality, unity and peace. And what the working class needs is a party that puts people before profit. The Socialist Worker Party is that party. The penultimate song I'm going to play is by Guru. It's another sampled version of a Bob Marley track and it's called Johnny Was.
And the unity that must have to start now. Because, I mean, how long would we have to suffer
and just learn these things that we must be united.
That's right. Truly, we're involved in a struggle. So what are we gonna do? We gotta make it right for our people, for our forefathers and mothers. That's right.
We must be united.
For the seeds.
We must be united. We must be united.
Spiritual warriors.
Woman, hold her head and cry. 'Cause her son has been shot down in the street and died.
Son, would be futile. Nah, things for you may never get easier.
Ooh, child.
Supreme, the color scheme. Why brothers die over dirty cream? Yet worthy dreams may be obtained by worthy beings. Homicide statistics, obituary columns, numerous names listed, different violent types of behavior depicted. They murdered my brethren. He was a good man, protected his fam. We all respected this man. Still, his life got held up like liquor stores or old school jams. What goes around resurfaces. Now, is it worth a kid? Do you really want to get out the game? Get out. I know you're nervous, kid. Ah, you're caught up like my boy Bokeem in the flick. Plus, we know reality's much more worse and much more sick. Your cerebral, I probe vocals, canvas your earlobes, destroying all microbes. The ill dynamic psychoanalyst. So understand that this beautiful world as we know it is definitely at risk. Righteous soldiers profess to be triumphant in battle. Loud cries from the cells, many cages rattle. Fire radiates heat, ice radiates cold. I radiate thoughts and ideas, all things within my control. Some men travel down twisted roads, and innocent lives been lost. May God bless his soul. Rest in peace, Pac. Peace, Pac. Rest in peace, Pac. So with so many other brothers, too numerous to mention. Time is now. For us to fight for what is ours, rightfully, as it was prophesied from the beginning. So shall it be.
Well, folks, it's about time for me to put the studio back together again. I've got to fix that roof, I've got to mend that door. So I'm going to leave you now with this song. It's another dub by Culture. It's called We Need Answers. Hope you enjoyed the show. If so, my name's Tim. If not, my name's Red Ant. Catch you again. Peace and love to all.
Get that dog out of the studio. And the cow.
The ruling classes tremble at a communistic revolution. The proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains. They have a world to win. Working men of all countries, unite!